Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
You know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts and check out all our cool content that will improve your sex life. Absolutely. Certainly. 100%. Sure of that. Hi, Menace.
Hi.
What's
how you
up?
Doing?
It's so good to see you. It's been like weeks, it feels like. Where, it's only been a week.
How the hell? Where in the hell have you been?
I was in Las Vegas.
Let me spit it out. Las Vegas, huh?
I was thinking about you because I know you love Las Vegas.
Love Las Vegas. I'll be there in November.
I was there for 5 days, which is a little long, mm-hmm. but I had the best time ever. I was there for the International Lingerie Show, which is where all the lingerie people go and adult novelties, sex toys, you know, hundreds of booths of like all of my favorite toys and then the makers of the toys. Like you meet the engineers and like the brilliant minds who came up with the idea for like Enjoys, this company. They make these steel dildos that are like heavy. Like it was like the heaviest thing in my suitcase. It was like 5 pounds, it feels like. But it's
what?
Not. But
you
I haven't used it yet.
On the plane?
Oh my God,
a
I brought like
steel dildo.
So much on the plane. I had to bring 2 extra bags of toys and products that I got. And we got to hang out with like, there's all these sponsors that we have that I love. But you know how it is, you go on a business trip and we were just like partying and like love them all. Like Michelle from Crazy Girl Max for Men, you know, crazy, you know, that pheromone stuff that I mm-hmm. gave everyone at T Radio V, which is a video show that we do, a video podcast we do on Tuesdays. Met her, love her, crazy, drunk, dancing, up at the Voodoo Lounge. We were staying at the Rio Hotel. Now, granted, the Rio Hotel is not the best hotel, but that's where the conference was. So
yeah.
We were all hanging
out. It's right
out
by
there.
The Palms in right. Vegas, yeah.
We went there one night. And so we put on, like, she's got the most amazing product. We put on our, like, Diva Dust, and we went out, and now she's, like, my new BFF. And we also, I don't know, like, signed my books for people.
Nice.
I went to different booths, and I just saw all these new amazing sex toys coming out. I met the inventor of the Rock Box. I told him we talk about it all the time, which is the world's most powerful vibrator that I'm afraid of. Stronger than the Hitachi Magic Wand.
It blows out vaginas, people.
He told me that it does. He's like, you have to be careful. I'm like, I'm not even using it once. It looks like a power tool, literally. And there was a recall on them.
Really?
I'm so glad I didn't use it. My vagina would be like sticking to the ceiling right now. Anyway, it's just crazy. Anyway, but Vegas was fun. I went with Kelsey, my assistant, and we just went all around. And then I was like, yeah, I was at Sinclair Institute signing books for them. And I got to meet the people from there. And it was just all good. Good people.
Sweet.
Good times. Like people in the industry.
Didn't you go to L.A.? Or
I'm going to L.A. tomorrow or Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Okay.
Right. Going to L.A.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be on the Doctor's TV show.
Sweet.
And I'm going to do a bunch of media type things, talking about 50 Shades of Grey, which I finally read,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was good, but not great, not well written. But 50 Shades of Grey, you know, is like the whole crazy phenomenon. So we're going to talk about like bondage, my favorite topic, and massage candles, the Jimmy Jane massage candles, which I love. We're giving away – I shouldn't tell this because it's a secret, but we are going to give them away to everyone in the audience.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good. How have you been? What's new?
I went to San Luis Obispo, California, where they have a place called Pismo Beach. There's a college called Cal Poly there too for my buddy's 2-day wedding.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
But it was so – Pismo Beach is beautiful.
Okay.
Man.
Was it warm?
It was warm. It was nice.
That's all I care about.
We're just like on the side of this cliff by the beach and, you know, my buddy has this very small ceremony and it was really cool and – it was really quick though.
Right.
So then I decided, well, you know, I'm in San Luis Obispo. I'm not here often. I might as well check it out. So I went to downtown San Luis Obispo and it was really cool to have like all these cool shops and stores and things like that. And they have this thing that I always want to check out. It was called Bubblegum Alley. Well, it's this tiny little alley that people have just stuck thousands of pieces of bubblegum on.
Ugh,
on
gross.
It's up on my Instagram. By the way, announcement, and I know you're upset by this.
I am upset by it. I don't even
what?
Want –
What?
I just feel like I just know you in a different way. I don't know.
Anyways, I have switched my Twitter name and my Instagram name just to Menace. Like
why'd
Prince
you drop the
Madonna.
White Menace?
Just everyone just calls me Menace all the time.
And, no one ever – sometimes I say White Menace.
But, you know, Menace alone is a premium domain, and if I was able to obtain it, I might as well just do it.
Can you get menace.com?
I can't. I've been trying for 14 years.
Who has
it? The person won't give it up. Somebody in like Virginia or something like that.
I hate them.
But so I go there day one, check it out, eat, hang out. Then I had to drive all the way back to San Francisco, stay the night, and then day two of the wedding was in Modesto, California, which is back.
That is insane.
Another 2 hours away. San Luis Obispo is 3 hours.
Why would they do this
and now
to
I'm
their
going
friends?
Back.
Like,
I don't
that's
know.
Torturous. I don't get it.
A hole. And
did
I had
everyone
to get,
do all that driving? Like, everyone
yeah,
else?
Yeah. And I had to get back up and I had to put on the suit again and do the whole thing and take photos. It was that part.
Did
was
you bring a date or not to this one? I can't remember.
Yes. But that part was just that whole wearing the thing over again was a nightmare. And I had to, you know, but we went in a party bus. We had all this fun and a lot of our old friends were there. And our buddy was DJing.
Is he a buddy from high school?
He's an old radio buddy.
Okay.
And our buddy who does like parody songs was there. And he was like singing with a mariachi band and all this stuff. Hilarious. But this is so awesome. At the end of the night, they play Katy Perry's You're a Firework, right?
Right.
They had fireworks, like for real
no
fireworks.
That's awesome.
At the wedding.
That's really cool.
That was going along with the music. It was
that's
pretty cool.
Cool. That's pretty cool. Fireworks are awesome at a wedding. I've seen that. That's awesome.
And then, so afterwards, we said, hey, let's go back to the hotel and party. There's a hotel bar. We walk into the hotel bar. There's a 1982 class reunion happening. So I'm with my date and I'm with a good girlfriend of mine and her boyfriend. And I was like, oh, we all decided we had to go to the restroom first. So we go to the restroom and then the girls are in the restroom and all these ladies that were in the 1982 reunion were just firing on me left and right. Like, what's up? What are you doing here?
They hitting on you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
they were probably wasted and married
wasted.
And their husbands
were
home.
Yeah. And they just like wanted to get down.
Really?
I said, I'm sorry.
Were they any of them cute?
I would say I swear, like within a 5-minute period, 6 different ones hit me up, and I would say like 2 of them were good.
Okay. Oh my God, Menace! You could have been the sub, but you had a girl with you. What happened with the girl?
Nothing.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay.
And then we just like partied, and then we hit up Denny's at 3 a.m. A place that you would never go.
I've been to Denny's. I get the Grand Slam or whatever.
Yeah,
I hate
but
that
it was amazing, and you know you get to see people are in love. But it was so funny because, and I got to give credit to this. I was actually talking to another friend of mine this morning about this. My buddy has been with this girl, say, about maybe 7 years now. Okay. And they already had a kid together.
Oh, all right.
That's initially, like, why they were together. My buddy was like, he wanted to be around for his kid.
Right.
But he didn't know, okay, this is the person that I want to marry.
Right.
Or not. So he, like, tried out the relationship for quite a while. And he ended up having another kid with this girl.
Wow.
So they've had this relationship for 7 years. And then he finally decided, like, hey, this is, you know, the girl that I want to be with. So I got to give him credit that he didn't get just married right away just because he had a kid with this girl. Like, he went through.
And they're still and they're in love and it all worked out with the kids. That's good. Yeah. I'd love to hear that.
It was really cool. Because,
see, a lot of times you can have a kid and think that you should get married and you should.
Yeah, people do that. People do that all the time.
That's a wrong thing to do. Today's show, we will be talking about toygasms and different kinds of orgasms. I didn't get to say that at the top. So if you're wondering when we're going to get sexy and dirty, we are going to do that in a second.
Hey, part of relationships is part of sex, you know?
No, it's important to hear that people are happy and getting married still in the world.
I know, don't condone.
I do. I hope people get married and have happy weddings and happy lives.
Oh, whatever.
But it's funny, you know, at this convention that I went to, because it's like so many people in the sex industry, everyone's like into all their weird, just what you think, like not weird, but alternative lifestyles. So people who are just like, I had like weirdos, though, like, you know, married men and like everyone hitting on everyone's doing their thing because they're away from home. Who knows what's going on in Vegas? But yeah. It's kind of sketch. It really is. But I really, like I said, it was really, really fun. And we shot a bunch of videos that we're going to have up and like just fun people. You know how our new lube sponsor, Honey Love and Lube, it comes in the bear?
Oh, yeah, you're posting on Instagram.
Yes. And then this hot little bee, woman dressed like a bumblebee outside, and their lube is amazing. They have like 10 flavors. Check it out on my website. Click on the Honey Love and Lube. They have like tiramisu and s'mores flavor. And I got to taste all the flavors. And glow in the dark. No one makes glow in the dark lube. So check this
They're
out.
Pioneers.
I met the engineer and how he came up with it and all this stuff. And it's a really good lubricant that like actually has like things in it that can, you know, prevent HPV and all this stuff. So it was cool. It was fun. It was just like all of our peeps. I loved it. LA, it's going to be crazy. So all is well in my world. And I hope yours is too, but we can get into a little bit of sex in the news, but I feel like there's more I had to tell you about Vegas, but I'll probably get back to that in a second.
I'm going to be in Los Angeles, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be there too.
Another friggin' wedding?
I mean Friday today. Sorry. I'm totally lost on my time. But no, there's a comedy festival. I'll be there.
Oh, fun.
I'm going to be interviewing comedians and stuff like
that. That's so nice.
So I'll ask them some sex questions.
Some questions, will you? They're usually tormented comedians.
Yeah. Right? I wonder if comedians probably get laid a lot. They travel a lot.
Yeah, they're celebrities.
Yeah.
Right?
So they probably hook up.
For sure. People love sex questions. Ask them sex questions. Oh, you can always email me. We're going to be getting to your emails in a second that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also find me on my website. Just email me straight from there or on Twitter and Facebook, Sex with Emily. Okay. Ex-boyfriend in the attic. This story came out last week.
Oh, I sent this to you.
Yeah, you sent this to me.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I didn't read it, though.
No. A ghoulish sound coming from a South Carolina woman's attic turned out to be coming from her ex-boyfriend who had been hiding there. Tracy, a mother of five, heard a loud thump last Saturday night and began to see nails falling from the ceiling. Something just ain't right. There was some poltergeist stuff going on, was Tracy's initial reaction around 2:30 a.m. Tracy's ex-boyfriend of 12 years had been hiding in her attic near the heating unit for 2 weeks. Sonic cups filled with urine and feces were found in the attic nook as well as a rigid ceiling vent so that the man could look down at Tracy in her bedroom. The suspect fled the scene after being discovered and is still at large. That's friggin' crazy. Change your locks when you break up with somebody, people. Change your locks.
This guy was living in the attic.
From years ago.
Okay, I thought like he was living in there for 12 years when I read the title.
No, ex-boyfriend of 12 years. They dated for 12 years. He was living in her attic with feces and disgusting. Ugh. Yeah, not good. South Carolina attic. Ugh, yeah. So change the locks. It's so funny because I have keys to like my ex-boyfriend's place, but we share a dog, so I need the keys. But everyone's got keys to his house. Like all of his girlfriends. Like things could happen. People
That's
could
crazy.
Break in and kill
I
your
don't
stuff.
Do that.
You got to be careful. Okay, a sex researcher's son arrested for exposing himself. a prominent sex researcher's son, trying to say that 10 times fast, who had been cited for public masturbation in New York City Central Park early this year, has been arrested for exposing himself in a rural Michigan sting operation. He's 60. He yelled for the attention of two undercover female officers kayaking. He was completely nude and making obscene gestures with his exposed body parts from the back of Pinnebog River. The Huron County Sheriff's Office has been investigating four similar events in the area before arresting Masters in an undercover sting operation. Masters III is the son of the late Dr. William H. Masters. You know Masters and Johnson, like the big sex researchers, is being charged with aggravated indecent exposure and a $2,000 fine. What is it with these compulsions of men just to get naked and
masturbate and have people look at them? I would really want to interview somebody like that.
Yeah, I want to call him some jail
or have
now.
Somebody else interview them and say, why do you do this?
Because I don't know. People get off on it. They think it's – that's what turns them on. That's their fetish. That's their thing.
I hear about this with women in public transit. That's why I don't want to go on because like
– You hear that women are masturbating in public transit?
No, guys are doing it.
Yeah. Yes. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But I told you it happened to me twice in New York when I was little – when I was like, you know, visiting with my mom. Mm-hmm. Two guys were masturbating in the movie theater and I was like so freaked out and they got up and they were like zipped their pants up and they had all their – they had a newspaper where you know that they
– wow.
It was gross, and I'll never forget that. Okay, couple filmed having sex at a Yankees game. Two New York Yankees fans scored a home run at this weekend's game against the Tampa Bay Rays. A horny couple couldn't wait until halftime to get intimate and were discovered having sex in a bathroom stall under the left field bleachers during the second inning. As onlookers took pictures and videos of the couples having sex, they must have been drunk. Mm-hmm. Nothing seemed to deter or stop them from consummating their mutual affections. They didn't even notice the cheers and screams coming from the gathering crowd.
Wow.
People were jockeying for positions outside the stall to take pics, either over or under standing over the stall. The Yankees are believed to be aware of the situation but have declined to comment. How could you, in a bathroom stall under the left field bleachers, so it's a bathroom stall under the bleachers, but wouldn't they still be inside the bathroom? Like, how could you take pictures of it? I don't get it.
Well, people probably heard what was going on and then.
Right, started talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, just be careful where you're having sex, people. Why do people have sex? I mean, I understand outdoor sex, but you just gotta be careful and you gotta pay attention. They're probably drunk, had a few too many beers, right? Okay, so then – oh, something I have to announce, that I'm doing a sex experiment.
What?
I'm doing a sex experiment.
What is
it? And that is, we need couples. Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. If you want to spice up your sex life, things haven't been going great, or maybe you just want to take it to the next level, we need couples. You have to email me why you should be considered for this. To take Forda – Forda is our favorite Canadians who make sexual enhancers, and they are like libido enhancers. They help women. They're 100% organic. They're the number one seller in Canada, and we're going to provide you with some Forda. They have it for men and for women, and then I want you to come out. You're going to call into the show, and you're going to document your experiment with this with these enhancers. It's 100%, again, organic and natural, and Canada goes crazy for it, and it's just coming to the States. And so we want to see, does this work? How does it work for people? Does it enhance their sex drive, their libido? A lot of people take it just it's like before they go out at night, give them confidence. Like it has all these good ingredients in it and stuff. And so I just want to see, you know, Forda. So email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com, if you want to be in our sex experiment. It's clever, right? Sex experiment. Do you want to be in it? Will you take some? Forda, an enhancement product? No. Not enhanced. It doesn't enhance. It helps men stay harder longer, helps women with their libido, stuff like that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Not that you have any challenges, I'm sure, in those departments, Menace, but you might want to take it. I don't know. You might want to check it out.
Just for fun.
Okay. I've got some emails that we can get into.
What kind of emails do you have?
I have got some sexy emails. Ready? Hi, Emily. I've written once before. I'm a 29-year-old from Atlanta with a friends with benefits issue. She is 34 and been a friend of mine for the last 8 months. Recently, she came by my apartment and things happened. Started with kissing, then manual stimulation, no intercourse. We've discussed a friends with benefits relationship, which I'm fine with. One problem. She told me after a weekend together she is sleeping with a man from her office, unprotected. She wants to know if I'll sleep with her with protection. She's also dating another man as well. My brain tells me these are flags, but another part of me is telling me to go ahead and sleep with her. What do I do? 29 in Atlanta. P.S. I bought your book, Hot Sex. Really enjoying it. My book is called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. And I promise you, it will blow your sex life through the roof. So check it out. Okay. Anyway, friends, benefits. Yeah, honey. 29 Atlanta. There's lots of red flags there. She's sleeping with a bunch of people. Do you want to be one of her entourage that she's sleeping with? Do you want to be part of her posse? Part of her pussy posse? I was trying to think of an alliteration and I couldn't. No, but really, it sounds like if you're okay being – this is what happens in friends, benefits, relationships. She's sleeping with people. You're sleeping with people. If you use protection, I guess it's fine. If you really like her and you'd like this relationship to go somewhere else, don't sleep with her. Don't even get started. Don't do it. Don't continue the relationship because she's sleeping with three other guys. But if you're like, I'm down with that, then I can date other women and it's fine. And you're both on the same emotional page. See, when friends with benefits relationships go wrong, it's when one person wants more than the other person and then they don't talk about it and then the other person gets upset. So you're calling her sleeping with other people flags, and I'm saying in friends with benefits relationships, everyone's sleeping with other people. So I'm not sure that you're ready for this. I think you might like her more than that, and it makes you uncomfortable that she's sleeping with other people. So it's probably not a good idea.
And wear what rubber, dude.
Yeah, I mean, she said she's having unprotected sex with one guy. She's having – and then she wants him to have protected sex. So, yeah, you should definitely wear – I actually read a study today. You know, you always joke around. I'm just telling you guys this. Don't try this at home. You're like, oh, yeah, don't wear one condom, wear two condoms. In fact, wearing two condoms is less safe than wearing one condom because the two condoms can rub together and rip. It's friction. So don't ever wear two condoms. You might.
No,
people always make jokes about it.
Oh, you better double bag it.
Yeah, no. So just don't ever double bag it because there was a study that said it's not good.
Yeah, but I think people shouldn't – they know that by now, right?
I don't know. I think so. I just read that today. Right. So anyway, so don't you think, I mean, he's hot for her. She's a friend. They've been friends for a while. You know,
I think if he just wants to hook up with her, then just wear a condom and then have sex.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If you're like, oh, I can maybe make this chick my girlfriend one day, that's never
going to
happen.
It's never going to happen. I mean, you might be the last man standing. I don't know, but I wouldn't go into it thinking that she's going to just all of a sudden decide that you're the one. So it seems like you know that already. But it's hard when you're hot for someone and you've been friends for a while and you want to sleep with her. I understand that, but just make sure that you are in a mental place that can handle it. Okay, dear Emily, I'm losing my mind. I need someone to talk about this. I need someone to talk to about this. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Seriously, what the hell was I thinking? I did the peanut butter thing on the vajayjay and let the dog lick it off.
Wow.
Literally, like a minute. Oh my God, I'm so disturbed that I did that. I'm having a hell of a time getting through my days without thinking I am some horribly nasty person. I've never ever done anything like this. Help. How do I get this out of my head? Am I really the only chick who did this? Oh, my God. I'm mortified with my lapse in judgment. Help. Losing my mind. Sam.
Well, Sam. I mean, is it awkward now between you and the dog when you look at each other?
Yeah.
Do you like kind of look the other way?
Exactly. I'm just wondering if your dog is behaving more or not behaving more.
I mean, people have lapse in judgments all the time.
Don't worry about it.
I know this might take a while to get out of your head, but, you know.
Don't worry about it, Sam. I mean, that's why you've heard of it is because people actually do it. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, did it feel good? I want to know. I mean, you think you're going to do it again? Is that what you're afraid of? Do you think you're going to move on to other animals? Then we have a problem.
Now, if this is something that also embarrasses you, do not share it with anybody that you know.
Yeah, don't tell anybody but me.
You might already have, but just don't. I mean, if this is something that's going to hurt your self-esteem, if it got out, then please don't. Even if it's the person you trust more than, you know, cross your heart, hope to die type thing, just don't.
Because people are going to judge you and you already feel bad enough. But let me tell you, it's just not safe, I would say, just have the dogs, just from a health standpoint, probably not the safest thing to have the dog's saliva down there. So I would just wouldn't do, if that's another reason to get you to stop from doing it again. But you're fine. You have no diseases. I'm sure you're fine. And don't beat yourself up. We all do things that we regret. And you got to let it go. And how do you let it go? You're asking me how. Just stop thinking about it. Write it off. Make yourself feel fine. Like we all do things like that. And you're experimenting. And maybe one day, you know, you'll laugh at it with yourself, by yourself, because you're not going to tell anyone about it but me. So I really wouldn't worry about it.
You want to know something embarrassing? I have to poop naked. How about that?
Oh,
I've shared
thanks
this
for sharing.
A
you
times.
Have shared that. You have shared that. He has to get all naked, even if he's in his office.
Yes, completely naked. So how about that? There you go,
Sam. Menace gets naked. I wish, yeah. I don't even know what to say about that. I forgot about that one. I knew remembered it, though. Yeah. I didn't forget, but I
can't go in public places unless it has a full door.
A full door?
I don't know why. I'm just more.
What do you do at work, though, really? They have like stalls. You just don't go.
I just don't go.
Wow.
That's why I live close.
Do you go home in the middle of the day?
If I have to, yes. Oh, I've driven an hour just to go back to my house before.
I don't understand what your issue is.
I don't know, but I've put this out there before, and people say that they have the same issue. Well, wow. I don't even know if it's an issue. It's just like a comfort factor.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not an issue. I'm not going to judge you, Menace, because you drove an hour to take a poop. But that's – I'm really not. There's nothing wrong with it. But see what I mean? People do all kinds of crazy
things. You should try it and feel – and see how it feels. It feels very good.
Freeing. Have you always been this way since you were a young child?
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't even know what to say.
It's relaxed.
Do you fall asleep?
No. I wish.
There you go. I should give an embarrassing thing, but I don't have any.
Oh, excuse me. A little misperfect.
No, I'm not perfect. If something pops in my head, I'll share it just because I feel like it's like a kumbaya. We're all coming together with stuff right now, and I don't have anything. But I'm also in Vegas for 5 days, so I'm a little tired. Forta makes all-natural sexual enhancers called Forta for men and for women that help with impotence and premature ejaculation, vaginal dryness, low libido, and they even intensify orgasms. So if you need a little boost in the bedroom or are just curious about sexual enhancement, you literally can't go wrong with Forta. Their supplements not only increase desire and blood flow, but can help your spleen, kidneys, and lungs. And seriously, what's sexier than a big, healthy spleen? So if you want to keep our show free and have some hot sex in the process, check out Forta Online. That's F-O-R-T-A. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I promise your sex life will improve. Okay, dear Emily. Okay, this is a little embarrassing. Here's another embarrassing one. Uh-oh. But I can't masturbate. There is no amount of touching myself in any way that will turn me on. I have no problems with a partner stimulating me, but when it comes to special alone time, I'm SOL. You know what that means, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm now in a long-distance relationship where I'm dying without the sex. I want to try a vibrator, but I don't know what kind of stimulation I like because I can't masturbate anyways. I don't even know if a vibrator will work. What advice do you have for the situation? Liz.
Well, you get a dog and some peanut butter.
No, Liz, don't do that. I'm wondering, do you have orgasms with your partner when you're having sex? Is that the deal? Because I'm wondering if you have orgasms fine during intercourse, what feels good to you when you do that? And you can do that, you can simulate that with a vibrator. So there's many different kinds of vibrators if you're thinking about doing a vibrator. You could get a clitoral stimulator. You could get one that goes inside you that could be a G-spot vibrator. We saw so many of those in the show. There's so many G-spot vibrators on the market now. So if that's how you orgasm, if you want to go to Good Vibrations, click on my website, go to the products page. You can see my favorite toys. I've got the Pocket Rocket, I think is a great beginner vibrator. If you want to try something, the Hitachi Magic Wand is a more advanced vibrator. But if you can't have an orgasm, then alone, I would try that. That is the sure thing and see how that works. But I would also say maybe with your partner, you could try to have Skype sex to see if that gets you going. If it's a long distance relationship, why not have Skype sex and get you in the mood and you start touching yourself in front of them and see how it goes. But I would say that it might take time if you're not able to orgasm. I mean, I would take a bath, I would touch your body, I would do things, I would get yourself in the mood, like take a few days or a few weeks to really like make this like a commitment that you're going to figure out what makes yourself feel good and how to masturbate. Because really, you should know this. As a woman, it's one of your life's work to know what makes you feel good. Because no guy is ever going to come along or no woman, whoever you're with, whatever, and figure it out for you. You got to figure it out yourself. So I would say just start touching yourself. There's 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris. I'm sure if you start touching yourself down there, you're going to feel something. One of those little nerve endings is going to make you pop eventually. Like my infamous story about my friend took 30 days every day, masturbated every day for 30 days until she finally had an orgasm. Might take you that long, Liz, but if it's important to you,
you'll make it happen.
You'll make it happen, right? Okay. Hi, Emily. I've been in a relationship with a man for 10 years older than me for about 5 months. And just recently his best mate started showing interest in me. So silly me starts showing it back, and we both start sharing dirty texts and intimate thoughts with each other on the phone. One night, we arrange to meet at his place. We have the most amazing sex I have ever had in my life. The next time we had sex, he didn't even want me to. The next time we had sex, he didn't even want me to come over, and the sex wasn't as good. He is really affectionate person and tells me how amazing I am, but there's another woman in the picture. Anyway, I decided to break it with my current partner, as I'm feeling so strong for his friend. I was wondering if you could give me some advice on how to get this man's attention or respect if I've lost it, and how to make myself more appealing than this other woman. I don't know whether he is just after the sex or whether he wants more. He is giving me mixed messages. He's worried about losing the friendship with my current partner. I know that I should back off, and I've decided after talking to a friend that I should back off completely. Can you please give me advice? XXX Beth. P.S. He also told me that night he might come to love me but seemed worried about the risk. Thanks. Oh, Beth. Okay. This is not looking good any which way. I think you should listen to your friend and just end this situation because you've been dating this guy. You've been in a relationship with him for 5 months. Then you start cheating on him with his best friend. Then the best friend is being wishy-washy with you, and the second time it's not as good. So you're just remembering that first time. It's like you did drugs with him one night, and you feel amazing, and you want that high and that connection that you had with him. But I'm here to tell you that that is the only thing that you know about this guy. You had an amazing night of sex, and so you're just obsessing about it, and you because your PS tells me that he could love you that night. Men say a lot of things to women when they want to get in their pants. Right, Menace?
Oh, yeah.
Men say some things. So I'm sure that night he said, oh, you're someone I could love and you're amazing. But then you go back to him and he says he's dating someone. So he's not even available. He's your boyfriend's, your whatever, ex-boyfriend's friend. And he's kind of blowing you off. And you know what? If a guy is into you, he's going to show it that he's into you. He's going to be like all over the situation. And he also is right to say that it's going to be tricky with his friend. His friend, you know, since guys have bonds and he already effed over his friend by sleeping with you. He probably doesn't want him to find out. So I would just say you've got to move on from this. And it's good that you broke up with the other guy. I'm proud of you for that because if you were still cheating, going back and forth, that's not a good thing. But I would just move on from both these dudes. And I'm telling you, if you don't engage with the other guy, you will meet someone else soon enough or you're just going to – you just date for a while or do whatever. But don't go down the path of sleeping with the friend who's blowing you off.
Yeah. And you have a really good friend that – that's giving you some good advice. I would listen. See, that's what I always say. Women don't listen to advice.
They don't.
Emily?
They don't. Women,
if you
no
talk
one
to them until they're
yes,
blue in the face.
Yes. I have some friends that I don't even give advice to anymore because
it's
I know they're not going to listen to me. Like, I know you're not going to listen to me. Why would I tell you something? You're not going to listen. And so, but Beth, you took the time to email me and I'm really glad you did. So please listen to me and don't sleep with this guy again. I mean, don't guys do that all the time? Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay. We can get into our topic now.
Yes.
Different types of orgasms. Okay? We get lots of questions about orgasms. Why are you looking like that?
I'm waiting for what you're going to say. I've never heard you bring up this topic before. Different types of orgasms.
You're lying. You've never heard me.
Wait, are you just talking about different ways that you can
yes.
get an orgasm?
Well, I'm talking about everything. And toygasms. We're going to talk about toys and stuff like that.
Okay. I thought...
Internal versus external orgasms.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're talking about the process of getting an orgasm.
Yes.
I thought there was like a new type of orgasm that I didn't know about.
You would know. I would tell you if there was a new type of orgasm. You'd be the first guy to know.
All right.
So internal versus external. So most women require external or clitoral stimulation to achieve an orgasm. So as I was telling the person who just wrote in that there's 8,000 nerve endings in the clitoris, which is actually way more than the penis. I think the nose is another part of your body that has lots of nerve endings in it. But really, it is your clitoris. And a lot of women, more than 70% of women, need to have clitoral stimulation to have an orgasm. So it doesn't mean you can't have an internal orgasm as well, but you also need to be touching your clitoris, or maybe just to get going, you touch your clitoris, and then you can have an internal, like a G-spot orgasm. So the clitoris is the female pleasure center. It's like the penis, but it's even more pleasurable. Mm-hmm. And there's a minority out there, less than a quarter of all women who can climax through internal stimulation alone. So only a quarter of women do not need clitoral stimulation. That's why I'm always talking about touch yourself during intercourse. If you're not having an orgasm, have your boyfriend touch your clitoris. Show him how. You touch it. Use a sex toy. There are so many – oh, my God. We saw so many amazing couples' toys. I was just saying at the beginning that I was at this lingerie show where they had all these sex toys and stuff in Las Vegas, which is where else would you have a sex show? And there's a lot of great, like the Jimmy Jane Form 2 is amazing. Jimmy Jane vibrators, I love them. They're toys that you can get if you go to my website and just click on the Jimmy Jane banner. Use coupon code SUMMER for $25 off orders. Over 100. The Form 2 is like a little rabbit. You can easily hold it over. It's not like the rabbit. It's like the ears of the rabbit, the famous rabbit. And you can put it on your clitoris and it feels really, really good. You'll love it. Okay. So some women experience simultaneous internal and external orgasms. Do you even know what kind of orgasms women are having when they're having them?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell?
Yes. External and internal. I know.
But how can you tell when she's having it, where it's coming from? I'm just wondering if guys know.
That I can tell where it's coming
like,
from? What do you
do
mean?
Do you know if she's having like a G-spot? I know, but can
you?
Yeah. Because you know that she's been rubbing her clitoris. Like, would you find in your experience that most women need that?
I would say at least half of them do.
Right. Okay. Just wondering.
Unfortunately, not all women are the same.
They're all different. You put 100 women in the room and they're all going to orgasm differently. It's the truth. I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you, people, that it is the 100% God's honest truth.
You need a manual. You need to just give out a manual. This is how it's done.
You need
done
a manual for
this
the manual.
This is me.
Well, that's my iPhone app, my new app I'm working on. Oh, I have an app that you might want. It's called Kegel Camp, and you can do your Kegel exercises. They're for men and for women. Anyway, this app is, it's like the manual of me. You give it to your partner. You're like, this is what I need. This is how you do it. Kiss my neck. Undress me slowly.
That's good.
All the things
sure
that we
need.
Give me some water when I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's really important. Don't you wish that a woman would just hand it over to you?
I would love that.
So anyway, these women experience these simultaneous internal and external. It's a blended orgasm. You can begin by using your fingers or an external vibrator like the Form 2. Twice as nice vibrators, such as the Rabbit Pearl from Good Vibrations, are a great way to experiment with this. So, again, go to my website, go to the products page, Good Vibrations, and use coupon code EMILYSHIP for free shipping. And you can experiment with that, these to try out. Like, a lot of women don't naturally know where their G-spot is. But, I mean, I'm telling you, at the sex toy show, like, there's a million toys that people are making that are just targeting the G-spot. And just like that dildo I got, that steel one, it's G-spot. I'm going to do it. I'm going to sit home. I always use vibrators, and it just doesn't vibrate. I'm just going to see what happens. It's heavy.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? I'm going to let you know about my G-spot.
I don't know how you got through airport security with that still.
I don't either. You're right. You could knock someone out with this.
Totally.
I don't know how I did either. Okay, then there's single versus multiple orgasms. Single orgasms can last anywhere from a few seconds to a minute. And unlike most men, you can't have multiple. You require a refractory period. You have to build up again to have that second orgasm. Women, we can just keep going and going and going and going with little or no pause in between.
Yeah.
Have you been with women who have multiples?
Yes. And it's tough for the guys, just like you said, because we can't – I mean, once we're done, we're done. We
gotta
wait.
You're like sleeping already.
Yeah.
Right.
We got to wait at least – how long does it take to – for a guy? I think they say like at least 15, 20
minutes. Yeah, at least 15, 20 minutes for a guy to do that. So for a guy to have an orgasm again. Okay. So multiple orgasms come in forms, sequential and serial. Sequential orgasms that occur after one another with a few minutes in between – and additional stimulation is often required to get from one to the next. And then there's serial orgasms, one experience immediately after the next and the next and the next. And this is a wild ride for those who can achieve it, which is not many women. But there's all these classes and courses and vibrators and things I could do to, like, learn that. I want to do that. I got to take the time. When the hell am I going to do that?
You need to take the time to do a lot of things, actually.
Like what else?
Huh?
Like watch TV?
Yeah.
Relax.
Yes.
Have fun.
Yes. I don't know what you do in the evening.
I organize.
Because you're working on your brand all day.
That's what I do at night.
Work on your brand again?
What do you do at night?
Finally at night, that's when I have my time to just hang out and watch TV.
Which I'm cutting into now. I'm really sorry.
You are cutting into my TV. And, well, I usually go to bed by like 8 a.m.
What have you been watching at 8 p.m.? I mean, what are you watching on TV these days? Anything good that I need to know? I haven't watched Honey Boo Boo or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's hilarious, but you probably won't like it.
I'm
telling
it.
You need to watch The Newsroom on HBO.
Oh, yeah. It's on my list. It's totally on my list. I'm going to do it. I promise.
And there's another hilarious show that you would not like, but I think the listeners would like. It's called Workaholics. I was hanging out with some people this weekend that work on that show, and it's one of the funniest shows on television, but I don't think it's your humor. You don't want to like
really?
It.
Really? But yeah. Newsroom is. Newsroom's like smart, funny.
Yeah, you'd love it.
Okay.
Newsroom is your show. You have to watch it. It's very, like, politics and news and stuff like that, but it's funny, and there's sex in it, too. It's, yeah.
I'm going to go watch it tonight.
Please. Just
no,
do me a favor.
My stylist is coming over. I can't do it tonight. But I'll do it another night. I promise.
We'll have it on in the background. That's what I do.
I got to do more everything. So upsetting.
This
okay.
How ridiculous it is.
I know. It's ridiculous. Okay.
You are not a – I don't think you're a multitasker. I think you freak out when you have multiple things going on.
No, I am a multitasker, but I'm really, really bad at it. So I'm a really bad multitasker and inefficient. And so – and they actually say, like, studies have come out that it's not good to multitask unless you're trying to give someone an orgasm in different ways. Oh. But really, you're not – that it's – do you multi? You multitask all the time. You've been multitasking.
I have to. Yeah.
That helps your brain.
I don't know if it helps my brain, but I like knowing that I have things going on.
Right.
If I don't have anything going on, then I'm pacing.
Right. You know? Right. You always have things going on now.
Yeah.
Okay. So other orgasms are real versus fake. Okay. Studies indicate that as many as 80% of women have faked an orgasm at one time or another. There are many reasons, from wanting to boost our partner's self-esteem to feeling bad about being unable to achieve an orgasm, or just being too tired and wanting to call it a night. You've probably heard it before, but it's worth repeating. Nobody wins when you fake it. You cannot fake your orgasm. It's just not a good thing to do. So that's all we got time for today.
That's it.
That's it, baby.
All right.
Anything else?
Speaking of faking an orgasm,
yeah.
I watched this movie just recently. Damn it. It was so good. It was the guy from The Muppets, and he was all from Saving Silverman. Damn it. It was so good, but he fakes an orgasm.
Okay.
What happens is the whole plot of the movie, it's really good, where they're a couple, they meet and they date for a couple of years in San Francisco.
Okay.
And the guy, he's a chef. And so he can go work wherever he wants, but he's like getting his dream job, and his significant other is trying to get a job at Berkeley, but she doesn't get the job at Berkeley. So she gets a job in Michigan. So he goes, all right, I'm a chef. I can go with you. You know, let's do this. They just recently got engaged, and he's trying to adjust to life in Michigan, and he can't get any good jobs at restaurants. And, like, the restaurants are laughing at him. Like, you left San right. Francisco, like, a top-end job to work
this
here?
This is what? This is a
movie.
Okay.
Goddamn, I wish I knew the name of the movie.
Oh, you don't even know the name of it? There's no punchline? Like,
I can get it, but it's so good because he, like, tries to adjust to this life that he doesn't want to do just for love. And then he starts acting super weird. So she ends up cheating on him with somebody.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then he freaks out and he moves back.
What movie?
It's all based in San Francisco.
I think I've seen it.
Really?
It came out a while ago?
Yeah, it came out a little while ago. But then they end up getting back together.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen it. So familiar. Today's show, I have to mention real quick that I love the Sinclair Institute. They make educational DVDs. So they're like, it's not porn. It's like people having sex, but it's like things you can actually learn. And they have this new 12 ways to boost your libido and 10 ways to go longer and stronger. And they're really popular. And they have a Live Better, Love Better series. So if you've been wanting to like spice it up, you're like, God, I really want to be better at oral sex, or I really want to tie my partner up, or like anything that you can think of, you can go to Sinclair Institute, buy one of their DVDs, just click on the banner through my website, sexwithemily.com. And you can learn a tool. You can learn a tip or a tool or something like that. Because, you know I try to teach you everything I can, but maybe sometimes I miss out. Maybe you haven't heard all my 600 million shows I've done. And you want to learn something, go to Sinclair Institute. You'll love it.
And the Sinclair Institute is like real people having sex, but it's not porn.
It's not porn. So you don't feel dirty and gross. So it's awesome. Not that you do feel dirty and gross, because nothing's wrong with porn. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
And you shot a video hanging out with them.
I did.
At sexwithemily.com.
Sexwithemily.com. You can check it out. Sexwithemily.com. I've got tons of videos. I've got apps. I've got things. I want you to subscribe to the podcast so you can listen to it every single week if this is the first time that you're listening. I do have more stuff that I could go into if you'd like me to.
Do you want to?
How do you feel?
I'm trying to really find the name of that movie.
Oh, you're obsessed? Okay, yeah. Well, I can get into Toygasms, which is another thing that a lot of people really, really don't know about toys. They don't know. Like, there's this – oh, my God. I met the hottest chick. She's like – I want – she might be too young for you now, but – she's so smart. Like, I wanted to hire her, and she was selling these bras that are all like strapless and cool. And I have to remember the name of it, but I'm like, oh my God, she gave me all these really cool bras. And so I said, I'm going to send you a sex toy. What kind do you want? And she's like, I don't know. I've never used one. And so I think it's important for people to learn how to use a sex toy, men and women. And we've been writing about them a lot on the website and talking about a lot on the show. And it doesn't mean that the people who are resisting toys, a lot of times the people who need them the most. And so I'm just saying that, and we can get into this. Actually, I'm not going to get into this now.
All right, you're going to save it?
I'm saving it.
And the movie is called The 5-Year Engagement.
Oh, I don't think I saw it.
You got to see it.
Okay,
it's
everyone.
Based in San Francisco, and really? It's about trying to adjust to each other's lives to, like, stay in a relationship. So I suggest. You know, I like using movies for inspiration for
exactly.
Relationships.
Exactly. No, that's good. Did you just find it?
Because it's a real situation. No, it's on demand. Real.
Okay. It's called The 5-Year Engagement. Who's in it? Like famous people?
Yeah, famous people, but I just can't remember.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Well, I hope everyone has a great weekend and a great life and everything's going well and you're having lots of orgasms and lots of fun sex.
Emily Blunt's in it.
What?
I know that.
Oh, Emily Blunt. Yeah. I feel like I saw it. Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.